Well, here's the way, Janet, that I view the tithe. I think it was an old covenant arrangement that God had with his people Israel. Now, some of those things in that old covenant we recognize are not for us today. Others we recognize are just as true and just as valid for us today as they were back then. So we have to figure out, where does that one lie? Certainly the principle of giving of the first fruits, the principle of generous giving, the tithes and the offerings, the principles carry over. But what I say to people is, look, all right, let's say you're absolutely right. There's no validity to the tithe having any kind of application even to Christians today. What about all the passages that talk about the free will offerings? If you say today God only calls his people to free will offerings, well, then look at those Old Testament passages. And so even Malachi 3, it says, you are robbing me of tithes and offerings. So even if you set aside the tithe, then just think in terms of the generous giving that you see throughout the Old Testament. Amazing. Where the people had to be restrained in Exodus 33 from giving because they were bringing so much for the tabernacle. But I would also say, just consider the possibility that the tithe is kind of the training wheels of giving. It's where God started his people Israel. They didn't finish there because there were the tithes and then there were the free will offerings beyond the tithes. But let's just say, did God have a good reason for starting his people with a very memorable round number, you know, 10% off the top? And could that have some help to us as New Testament Christians? My particular opinion is it does, and many, many, many people I've talked with, and it was true of me also, who started with tithing, really learned a discipline of regular giving. Now, some of us, by God's grace, have gone considerably beyond that as God has continued to provide for us. And I know people that give away 50%, 90% of their income, and you may say, well, I there's no way I could do that. Well, you know what? If you're giving 10% right now, why don't you bump it up to 12% and see what happens? But if you're giving, you know, if you're not giving at all, I would just say start giving. But also prayerfully consider, Lord, is this the training wheels of giving? Is this what's going to get me up on the giving bicycle? And if so, would you make it not a matter of duty and obligation, but a matter of joyous following you?